Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Yeah, I do not buy the concept popular in the 1960s, which said, we've suppressed the black man for 300 years, and the white man is now far ahead in the race for everything our society offers. In order to even the score, we must now give the black man a head start or even hold the white man back to even the race. I don't buy that. I don't feel responsible for the sins of my father and grandfather either. I feel responsible for what the situation is today for the sins of my own generation. And I'll be damned if I feel responsible to pay for what happened 300 years ago. Okay? So take that. Let's do another one. You got the first mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man. You know who that is? That is Joe Biden. Joe Biden from 1975, that whole thing, I'll be damned if I feel responsible to pay for what happened 300 years ago, where now most of the Democrat candidates in the primary are all for reparations. They're talking that up now. But Joe Biden, if we go back to what he said in 1975, I'll be damned. I'll be damned if I feel responsible to pay for what happened 300 years ago. So Joe Biden's in, makes the big announcement via video. I don't know what's up with that. Maybe because he's 76 or the live thing. Who knows? But do you actually think Joe Biden is a credible candidate? He's number one out of the pack. I mean, from the get-go and even before he announced. So I'm looking at a bunch of polling data. And this is Steve Noble, by the way. Thanks for being here today. I'm doing my best to stay focused, even though I'm struggling today because I'm so stoked about going to see Endgame tonight at 8 p.m. And 96% of score for reviewers, 93% from the audience. So looking pretty good there. So I'll talk about it on Monday. But it'll be spoiler-free, so relax. So here we go. Check this out. This is pretty big on Joe Biden. If you want to call in, I'd love to hear from you. Do you think, and then my friends on Facebook Live as well, if you guys give me your opinion, try to make it substantial. I mean, give it an actual reason. Do you think Joe Biden's going to go anywhere? Because the polls say he is, but what say you? Do you think he's too old? Do you think he's too conservative? Do you think he's too old school? Do you think he's too white, too male, too rich, whatever? Do you think Joe Biden, because the polling is looking pretty strong. So I'm looking at a bunch of them, like I said. Monmouth has him up by 7. The Morning Consult has him up by 6. Emerson has him up by 5. The Hill has him up by 17. The Quinnipiac poll has him up by 10. That was as recent as March 25th. Harvard poll has him up by 18. Fox News has him up by 8. CNN has him up by 8. On average, across all of these since March 1st, Biden's on average up 6.3 points. So it's Biden, Sanders, Harris, Buttigieg, in case you wondered how to say his name, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, Cory Booker, Klobuchar, Yang, Castro, Hickenlooper, that's not going to go anywhere, and Gillibrand. But he's up on average by 6.3 percentage points. And that's a big deal. So what do you think? Do you think Joe Biden has a shot at, number one, winning the Democrat primary? And number two, do you think Joe Biden has a shot at Donald Trump? Do you think Donald Trump is a shoe-in for a second term? Is this a done deal, or are you worried at all? So I'm curious to hear what you think about that. Give us a call on the show today during this hour, 866-348-7884. Do you think Donald Trump is a lock, and why? What do you think about about Joe Biden jumping in the race? Do you think he can actually win on the Democrat side? How are you feeling about the race? We're not that far away. We're talking about 18 months from now. 18 months from now, and we're right back in. And this race has already started. Trump's already started. The whole thing's already started, okay? So I'm just curious what you think. Number one, about Joe Biden. Number two, do you think Donald Trump's a lock for a second term? And that's my question for you today on the Steve Noble Show. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH, when he made his little video announcement this week. And then something else happened when he came out and spoke to some reporters after coming out of a meeting or I don't know if it was a fundraiser the other day. So he comes out with his little video announcement, right? America is coming back was kind of his slogan, which sounded a lot like Make America Great Again. America's coming back. So Biden was swarmed by reporters just in Wilmington, Delaware. Check this out. This is just typical Joe because he says all kinds of crazy stuff. And was asked if he had a message for the rest of the world. Yes, Biden firmly responded. America's coming back like it used to be. Ethical, straight, telling the truth, supporting our allies, all those good things. So what do you think he got hit for on that one? Let me tell you again, this is exactly what he said. So they asked him, do you have a message for the rest of the world? And Joe Biden says, yes, I do. America's coming back like it used to be. Ethical, straight, telling the truth, supporting our allies, all those good things. So what do you think he's getting hammered for? Of course, he said straight. Straight assuming, of course, if he says America should be straight, then that's got to be a homophobic statement, right? It can't be just America straight, like get on the straight and narrow or get your path straightened out or get something figured out so you can walk in a straight line. It's kind of like being on the line if you've been drinking too much and the cops pull you over. Or do you think he's saying this is that the country needs to be, heterosexual? So welcome to the new world, Joe. You're going to be in for a big surprise because I think he's going to get obliterated back and forth, up and down. But that's just me. What do you think about Joe Biden? Is he a credible threat in the Democrat field? And then do you think Donald Trump is a lock for a second term? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH today on the Steve Noble Show. Let's jump right into the phones, and I appreciate you guys calling in. Let's go to Linda, who's calling in from Gastonia, which is near Charlotte, North Carolina. Thanks for calling, Linda. Go ahead.
Hi, Steve. I just wanted to say, first of all, I rarely get to call in, but I always try to listen, and you are such a blessing, so I just wanted to get that out of the way right to start.
Thank you, ma'am. That's kind of you.
Secondly, I really do hope that Biden does win the primary because I think a Biden-Trump debate would be so entertaining. I think it would be hilarious. I mean, both of them. I mean, yeah, I think it would just be hilarious. Anyway, I think historically an incumbent, unless he really messes up really bad, like with the economy or something, yeah. Carter, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Historically, incumbents rarely lose their second term unless they really mess up. And so far, Trump really hasn't messed up.
Yep,
so, I mean, he's still got time.
Right.
There's still plenty of time. But
plenty
as
time.
It stands now, I think he's got it made. So,
there you go.
But I
Linda,
would love to see a Biden-Trump debate. That would be
talk about entertaining. Fun. Linda, thanks for your kind words. Thanks for calling in today.
Thanks.
God bless you.
Okay, bless you too.
Okay, friends, we'll be right back. All right, Joe Biden's in the race, and this will be an amusing thing to watch, to say the least. But do you think he has a shot? I mean, he's an old dude. He's 76. No disrespect meant to any of you old dude or dudettes that are out there, but he's 76 years of age. Trump's 74, and Bernie's 77. That's a pretty old group. And then you got Kamala Harris. You got Peter Buttigieg. You got Elizabeth Warren, who's pretty old. Beto O'Rourke is not. Cory Booker is not. Klobuchar, Yang, Castro, Hickenlooper. That's not going to last long, is not. And Gillibrand's not. But these other guys, Biden and Sanders, and they're old. And so is Trump. And we'll see what happens there. But do you think Biden's got a shot at all? Right now, like I said, since March 1st or the middle of March, all the big polls show him up by an average of 6.3%. Some of them as high as 18. The lowest one is about 5. So they average pretty high across the board. And only one of the polls shows somebody other than Biden ahead, and that's Bernie Sanders. That was the Emerson poll taken on April 11th, so just about 10 days ago, 12 days ago. They had Sanders up 5. So you got these old dudes, but Joe Biden has been polling ahead of everybody. So do you think he's got a shot, and do you think Donald Trump is a lock in 2020? Do you think this is a done deal? Do you think there's any way at all that Donald Trump could lose and not get a second term? That's what I'm asking you today. What do you think? I'd like you to weigh in on that. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. Let's go to Laura, who's calling in from Raleigh right here in my backyard. Laura, thanks for calling. Sorry to keep you on hold for so long. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I just thank you, first of all, for all that you do. I mean, really, every day listen to your program.
That's kind of you.
Thank you. Bless you in everything. Well,
you're welcome.
Thank you for your kindness. It's easy to do. Okay, forgive me, but what is his slogan? Get it back.
America is coming. America is coming back. America is coming back, Laura. Didn't you know?
Okay. Well, I was thinking, forgive me, get it back. Like, get back what? Coming back, you know, coming back from Trump?
Well, he said, you know, America's coming back like it used to be, ethical, straight, telling the truth, supporting our allies, all those good things. That's what he said.
And this is from Biden? Huh.
Yeah, Biden said that.
Okay. Wow. So we know, okay, we speak with forked tongue.
So do you think he's got any, do you think he's got any chance at all, Laura?
I hope not. I pray not. And as far as Trump, I truly pray that he will, despite or in spite of the impeachment scandal and all that circus, expensive circus they did. He's in our prayers.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Laura, and thank you for your kind statements. I really appreciate that.
All right. God bless.
Thanks. Have a good weekend. And that's what we're asking. Do you think Biden, I mean, he's polling well. So what do you attribute that to? What's the deal with that? Because he hasn't come out with all these radical things. Now he's going to have to start talking about policy in the next few days. But actually, in terms of fundraising, he's really in a hole. He literally has to. I read this yesterday. He literally has to raise $100,000 every day just to catch up to where Bernie Sanders is by the end of the year. So he's got to raise $100,000 every day between now and December 31st to catch up to where Bernie Sanders is today on April 26th. So he's got a big hole in the ground in terms of financial wherewithal, but he's been polling ahead of everybody. So is he a credible threat? Is it just a familiarity? What do you think the deal is with that? And could you imagine any scenario in which Donald Trump would lose a second term and wouldn't get in? 866-348-7884 is the number, or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Doug, who's calling in from Indianapolis on our Wilkins Radio affiliate out there. Doug, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
The Democrats have created a monster. President Trump, because of a constant badgering that the Democrats and the media has done, has learned how to be political and be political amongst a bunch of enemies. And he, on a debate stage with Biden, will eat him to pieces. Because he's been groomed not only to be a fighter, but to be politically, I'll say politically correct, but be a effective political fighter. And Joe Biden has not gone through the fire like Trump has. And Trump will eat him alive.
Yeah, so do you think Joe Biden would even survive the Democrat primary, Doug, or do you think there's no way?
Yeah,
because you got all these people so radical on the left in the primary, and he just hasn't been that way in the past, even though he is a radical, but he's never espoused
it. There's nobody else that has 2 feet on the ground that is legitimate besides Biden.
Yeah, that's
everybody else is pie in the sky. Everybody else has their fringe group that they try to appeal to. Joe Biden is a centrist, and Joe Biden will win if he stays healthy and everything.
Yeah,
will win the Democrat nomination.
Yeah, and I appreciate you calling in, Doug, and being a part of the show today. God bless you, and have a great weekend. And now Joe Biden has a couple of major problems that he can't overcome in this current climate. He's got a couple of major problems. Do you know what they are? They're two huge problems for the Democrat Party, for him to try to win the nomination on the Democrat on the left. He's got two massive problems that nobody's mentioned. Do you know what they are? Two. They're massive, and he can't get rid of them. Try as hard as he can. He can't get rid of these. Not by the end of the year, not by the middle of next year, certainly not by November of next year. He's got two massive problems in the current context of the Democrat Party that I think doom him to failure. But we'll see. 866-348-7884. Let's go to Andrew, who's calling in from Raleigh, North Carolina. Andrew, you're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
So I've kind of been curious on this angle for a while, and I wanted to hear your thoughts. Now, it seems like the left narrative has really sort of been like indoctrinating younger people, especially like in the colleges. And I know that they kind of shot themselves in the foot with Bernie Sanders last time around. And I was curious if you think that they would try to mend some fences and double down with Bernie Sanders on this go around to sort of research in the younger vote.
Well, yeah, you've got, and that's a great question, Andrew. And the largest voting bloc in America now is the millennials, okay? Basically 24 to 38, 40 years of age. That's the millennials. They're the largest single voting bloc in America. But you hear that phraseology and you go, okay, that's, wow, that's an eye-opener. But just because they're the voting bloc doesn't mean that they're registered and doesn't mean that they're voting, because their voting turnout is still pretty low. But Bernie does have, I mean, Bernie does not need the Democrat Party. He didn't need the Democrat Party to make the dent that he did before. And if Hillary didn't have all the superdelegates in her back pocket, he probably would have won. So it's a very interesting environment. And I think Bernie, despite his age and being an old white guy, because he's playing this whole Democrat socialist thing and he's got the courage of his convictions, he believes and is emphatic about everything he says. He had a lot of play with young people, and I think that's a serious threat. Is it enough threat to dethrone Trump? I think only if the economy tanks between now and next November. But of all the people there, he's the only one that's got proven mojo with the young group that's out there, the millennials and Gen Z coming up right behind him. That's a great question, Andrew. I hope I gave you some insight there.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I really appreciate your views, and I love the show.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show talking about Joe Biden. Got a bunch more callers on hold, and I'll get to you guys just as soon as we get back from the break. So thanks for calling in, and thanks for being patient. 866-348-7884. What do you think about Joe Biden, and do you think there's any way Trump will lose next year? There's some Joe Biden music there for you, some tough guy music for Joe Biden, who just announced got in the race. Does he have a chance? Do you think there's any way he can win in the Democrat primary? And then would he have a chance against Donald Trump, or is Donald Trump a shoo-in? When he got in, Trump, of course, took to Twitter. Here's what he said. Of course, right out of the gate with a nickname for good old Joe Biden. "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe," said the president. "I only hope you have the intelligence long in doubt." He's just so funny with this stuff. "To wage a successful primary campaign, it will be nasty. You will be dealing with people who truly have some very sick and demented ideas," which is true. "But if you make it, I will see you at the starting gate." So that's what Donald Trump had to say to Joe Biden, who he's known for years. And that's why, you know, some of the times he's talked about Joe and said, "Yeah, everybody thinks the guy's smart. I don't think he's smart at all." And that's what he said. "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. I only hope you have the intelligence long in doubt to wage a successful primary campaign. It will be nasty. Is there any way Joe Biden can win the primary? And then is there any way anybody could beat Donald Trump?" That's my question for you today here on the Steve Noble Show. Thanks for being a part of it. Let's go to Mark. A lot of my neighbors calling in today. I'm here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Mark, thanks for calling in. Go right ahead.
It's a pleasure. So I'd like to start off the bat to say that I've voted Democrat for as long as I can remember. But I have to say that the current Democratic Party, I don't recognize it, has gone completely unhinged. A lot of the new movements that they're sprouting left and right are just absolutely insane. And this current primary, they're going to end up cannibalizing each other. And unfortunately, Joe, who is the most likely human in this whole process, probably not going to make it because of two unexpected things. He's white and he's straight. Somehow, these are now a disadvantage.
Right. He's white. He's a white, straight male, which is problematic for him and the current party platform environment.
Correct. I never thought I'd see the day this is suddenly a disadvantage, but it's the current Democratic Party is so entrenched in this incredibly strange ideology where all of a sudden it's a bad thing to be a white man. And this is coming from a black man. I just don't understand it.
So, Mark, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question right quick, and I appreciate you calling in and sharing all this. But what are some developments in the Democrat Party in let's say, the last 12 months that are putting you into a position, which sounds like for the first time in your adult life, you can't bring yourself to vote for a Democrat for president. But what are some specific things that they've done in the last 12 months, positions they've taken that you're like, yeah, abandon ship?
Yeah, well, a lot of it is just the fact that they have a problem with things without providing any evidence that something is bad. So, for instance, for some reason now, they just have a flat-out problem with capitalism. And a lot of it is just the idea that they think capitalism is something that was invented by the white man and it's inherently evil. But the problem is, what they don't understand is capitalism is a very human process. And just like most things, it can be abused, but it's not inherently bad.
Sure, right, that's right.
No offense to women, but the Me Too movement was immediately co-opted to victimize men, right? The moment the Me Too movement came into the scene, every man became a victim because all you needed to do was shed some tears as a woman, and all of a sudden you're a criminal.
Right. Yep, that's a good point. Let me ask you one more question, Mark. Let me ask you one more question, please. What about the new Democrat position, which isn't new? They're just out of the closet and proud of it, that a woman should be able to have an abortion literally right up to the moment of delivery. What do you think about that?
I think that is absolutely insane. I have always believed that there was nothing particularly wrong with abortion, with a caveat, as long as you can draw the line and defend that the fetus doesn't feel like their agency as a living being has been threatened, right? But this idea that a woman can abort a child around delivery time is actually murder. It's insane, and this is coming from somebody who's been as liberal as they come for the most part. But
I
cannot abandon common sense.
Yeah, and I could walk you down a couple lines, a couple roads there on that issue, Mark, but I don't have time to do it. But I do want to ask you this question, then I got to let you go. So what are you going to do next November? Sure. A week from November, or a year from November, you got Donald Trump, and then you have one of these members of the Democrat Party. Who are you going to vote for?
Right, so I've thought about it, and honestly, it's come down to two things. So from my perspective, my problem with the Republican Party has been they're usually very greedy and selfish. But now, but the Democratic Party strikes me as just pure stupid. So I'm left with between stupidity and greed. And I am more leaning towards being greedy and selfish than being just stupid. However, I mean, I'd rather not choose, but if I
hear you.
I
got it. Mark, thanks so much for calling in and bringing in a unique perspective. I appreciate you calling. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Have a good one.
You too. You do the same. So I could take him down a bunch of roads there. I just don't have time, and I've got other callers that I want to get to. But that was very interesting, was it not? Let's jump over to Gary, who's calling in, our Truth Radio affiliate out there in beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah. Gary, thanks for calling in. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? Hey, I'm actually calling for about a half an hour going north of Salt Lake. It's called Layton, so I'm not too far from there.
What a beautiful area.
Yeah, well, I've got a few things to bring up and just kind of balanced on the time that we have. I feel like I could go all kinds of places. I don't know if you've ever heard of John Williams on YouTube. You got to check him out. He does a show on this kind of very thing. And I can mention a lot of things right now that are working against the Democrats. I'll just kind of shoot them off. One of them is you got Creepy Joe Biden. That's his nickname, Creepy Joe. He always puts his hands on everybody's back, and he's just touchy Joe. And then he wants to run with that guy, that creepy porn lawyer, as his sidekick. I'm like, oh, goodness. And, you know, I'm registered as a Republican. I like what Trump's doing. And then don't forget, they've got movements going on right now. There's the Blexit movement with the blacks and Latinos that used to be Democratic that are now have been moving over to the Republican Party for the last several years. And then you've got a movement called Jexodus. That's Jews who were former Democrats. Yeah. It's spelled Jexoudus. And so that's like in the millions. And then you've got the silent voters, the people that are still registered Democrat, but they don't like what's going on with all the crazy leftists and the attacking Trump hats, MAGA hats, all things like that. So those are the silent voters, too. and they're voting for Trump as well. So you could say, according to some of the experts, his base, Trump's base, has more than, I would say, last I heard, there's like five times more people now. His base has gotten five times
stronger. Do you think then, Gary, there's any way on God's green earth that Donald Trump could lose the second term?
I don't think so. I really believe that that he's serving God's will. I think that in the Bible, God used a lot of people who people wouldn't think. I mean, look what happened with Paul, the Apostle Paul, when he was
sure.
Paul.
Sure, that's Christians. Right. Nebuchadnezzar, you name it, go down the road. Yep.
Jonah. I mean, you can just go down the list and name a bunch. So I don't think so because of those movements, and there's just too many people that are against what's going on the left. The left has gone crazy.
They're so out there now. It's just remarkable. Imagining what planet they're on, I have no clue. Gary, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Let's jump over to Lance who's calling in. Oh, I missed you, Lance. I'm sorry, Lance. There he is. I think he's over here. And Joseph is calling in from Indianapolis. I think I lost Joseph and I lost Lance in Indianapolis. So if you guys want to call back, that would be awesome. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I had to keep people on hold for a while. Let's go to Linda is calling in from my birth state, San Antonio, Texas. Linda, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Yes. Steve?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, I think one big problem, and probably the biggest problem that Joe Biden has, is his association with the Obama administration.
Well, you're going to be able to pin all kinds of stuff to him. Anything that happened in 8 years of Obama is going to get pinned to Joe Biden's back. There's no question.
Exactly.
About that.
Exactly.
Do you think? Do you think, Linda, he stands any like the whole Creepy Joe thing and the Me Too movement and where we're at with the Democrat Party right now? Do you think he's just? It doesn't seem to me that he fits in at all with the current Democrat Party.
No, he does not.
So why do you think his polling numbers are higher? Because his polling numbers are ahead
of everybody. Are they really?
Well, just every poll I'm looking at 15 different polls since the middle of March, and they all say this basically the same thing. On average, they have them up by about 6.5 points. So they can't all be
wrong. Look at what Hillary's were, too.
Yep, well, that's
true. But let's look at what Hillary's were doing.
Yeah, well,
you know, who are they polling?
Well, that's the question. And I'm glad you brought that up, Linda, because that's a word to the wise for all of us. Every time you hear a poll, you got to ask yourself a couple questions. Who's the polling agency? Who are they talking to? What's the breakup of who they're talking to? And what are the questions? Because there's push polls. There's all kinds of ways that they can manipulate the answers. So
we all have to be
careful with those.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Linda, thanks so much. Hey, by the way, how are you listening to the show, by the way?
I was listening to you actually online, on Facebook.
Well, there you go. Great. Linda, I appreciate you. I'm not on the radio in San Antonio, at least not yet, but I'm glad you called in.
No, I was listening on Facebook.
Amen. Thanks for calling in, Linda.
I don't think Joe's got a chance. But
yeah, I don't either. I'm with you there. All right, thanks. Have a great weekend. All right, we're going to get Lance. I'm going to get to you when we come back. Sorry, I accidentally dropped you off the face of the planet of the radio world. But we got you back, Lance, so I'll get to you right after the break. This is Steve Noble. Don't go anywhere.
So what are we waiting for?
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, talking about Sleepy Joe Biden, Old Gropey Joe, as some people have called him. Just crazy. Do you think this will come back? And then I'm going to get back to Lance in Indianapolis, who I summarily dumped on the phone line. So please forgive me, Lance. I'm so sorry I did that. I'm going to get you in just a second. But I just want to remind everybody, this is a Joe Biden quote. Do you think this will come up? Think anybody will use this? I do not buy the concept, popular in the 60s, which said, we have suppressed the black man for 300 years, and the white man is now far ahead in the race for everything our society offers. In order to even the score, we must now give the black man a head start or even hold the white man back to even the race. I don't buy that. This was Joe Biden in 1975. I don't feel responsible for the sins of my father and grandfather, he continued. I feel responsible for what the situation is today, for the sins of my own generation. And I'll be damned if I feel responsible to pay for what happened 300 years ago. He's talking about reparations there, which is all the rage now for most of the Democrat candidates on the left. But yet Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, Old Gropey Joe, whatever you want to call him, is ahead on average by almost six and a half points across a bunch of different polls since the middle of March. Let's jump over to Lance is calling in from Indianapolis. Lance, I am so sorry I accidentally hung up on you. Please forgive me. Go right ahead.
That's quite all right. To be forgiven, I've got to forgive.
Amen. Thank you.
Regarding the presidential election, I'd have to say at this point, it is too early for me to make a, a decisive call, or even to even state who I would support. Nonetheless, I find it really heartbreaking that a lot of fellow members like myself in the Christian community have fallen so far away from, you know, our basic doctrine of truth and everything. And I won't deny that the conditions in the country are quite favorable to most under the present administration. However, you know, I believe, and if you really check out leadership in biblical terms, there's a standard of excellence that has to be maintained. As you recall, that was one of Daniel's greatest traits. He had a spirit of excellence.
Yep.
And that excellence doesn't necessarily, or it really should be measured by economic prosperity. One truth about Americans that my dad told me over 40 years ago is that Americans vote their pocket.
That's right.
Irrespective of social issues, Americans vote their pocket. Now, in all reality, my pocket's pretty good right now. Been better. It's definitely been worse. But, you know, the morality and the values that President Trump shows is really heartbreaking. You know, I recall one of the callers talking about Creepy Joe. Well, Creepy Joe never was caught on tape talking about grabbing female genitalia.
Right. Sure. Yep.
Creepy Joe, last time I checked, only been married once. And certain things that come out of Creepy Joe's mouth are not so immediately offensive to other people. We all have our opinions, by
that's
the way,
for sure.
And our forefathers given us. And I am a black American. Had they given us 40 acres and a mule way back when, we wouldn't be talking about reparations now. But that's water under the bridge. My scripture says, I don't know. I know that a lot of people who profess to be Christians find it convenient to almost, tear certain pages or certain words out of God's word to fit their own opinions, but it says to avoid the very appearance of evil. Now, you know, it's one thing to say or do something wrong, but if you are of a Christian persuasion, you should be trying to get better. And, you know, the word also talks about humbling yourself in the sight of the Lord. You know, we've had how many presidents? 45? And for one to vehemently declare that he's the best that we've ever had, hey, pardon me, you haven't been in there 3 years yet. So, you know, there's just some rhetoric that
sure
comes out of the present president's mouth. And I have a problem with lining up with my Christian doctrine.
Sure. Yeah, and Lance, and I appreciate everything you're saying, and I can find different ways to agree with you and apply that, and trying to apply that evenly to everybody, because we know that everybody's fallen short. We know that, but yeah, I love that the point you're making about excellence, that we should be striving for excellence in all different aspects of our lives and as a country. And I like the way you put it earlier that generally we have favorable economic conditions for most people, and that does not mean nothing. And you're right. Everybody ends up voting with their pocketbook sooner or later. I'd like to think that I don't. I don't primarily think financially. I walk in with the life issue first because it's such an obvious biblical issue, and then I go from there. But you're bringing up some good points, Lance, and I appreciate you taking the time to call in today.
Well, thank you very much, and be blessed.
You're welcome. You do the same. I appreciate that. And like I said, I could jump all over a bunch of stuff. Now, just so you know how things operate here. I was not agreeing with everything Lance was saying, but this isn't the Sean Hannity show, and Sean's a smart guy. He's immensely successful, but I'm on here as an open follower of Jesus Christ, and I know Sean, you know, says he's a Christian. I don't doubt that, but my witness on the air
is far more valuable than my ability to take somebody out in an argument or a debate. Okay, so I always kind of check myself when I want to. I'm sitting there going, no, but I don't want to be ugly like that on the air, because you may not know this, but a fair amount of people that listen to Christian radio, like north of 20%, are unchurched people. And so I don't want to ruin that opportunity by losing control of myself when I get frustrated or I disagree with something that a caller said. Well, back to what he was saying, and Donald Trump. Now, listen, Donald Trump has said some things and done some things. John F. Kennedy was a whore, basically. And every president, you want to talk about Bill Clinton, you want to talk about Barack Obama. Barack Obama seemed like a good dad and everything, one wife. Donald Trump's had five kids by three wives. He cheated on the first wife with the second wife, on the second wife with the third wife. Okay, he's had a life that, as far as we can tell, a lot of debauchery. He's never smoked. He doesn't drink. Okay, that's awesome. But I'm sitting there and go, okay, there's his lifestyle. And then all these years, I don't think he's an ideologue. I think he had to be a Republican. He had to run on the conservative side. As he has gotten older, I think he genuinely is more of a conservative person. But he's played both sides of the aisle for years because that was part of his business model. He was greasing everybody. He didn't really care about those issues. He cared about his business. Not that I could tell. So I don't think he walked into this as an ideologue. I think he's become more conservative over time. But he's done things that I can get behind. And so whereas I'm not going to endorse the guy personally as an individual, who can endorse anybody? Nobody's above totally above reproach. But he has done some things that I can get behind. And whereas he's very supportive on the life issue, Barack Obama spent 8 years adamantly defending the murder of the unborn. So you can have a clean mouth and have one wife and all that stuff, and that's awesome. But you're running around advocating, saying, God bless you. Like, what's worse? Check me out here. What's worse? Some guy that says something horrible about grabbing a woman's private parts in no uncertain terms, or a guy in the state of Illinois who refused to sign a bill as an Illinois state senator that would require a doctor or medical professionals to save the life of a surviving aborted baby. Which is worse? Give me the guy that is trashy of his voice, his mouth, what he said, versus the guy that wouldn't sign that legislation. And then for 8 years, absolutely defended, promoted, encouraged, and said, God bless you in front of Planned Parenthood. Which is worse? I think that's an obvious answer. Barack Obama, far worse. Now, as a father, he's been married once. Awesome. Okay, God bless you, sir. That's great. Donald Trump, three marriages. All his stuff, there's a lot about Donald Trump's life. I sit there and go, yep, that's a lot of debauchery. I don't endorse Donald Trump as an individual. I don't like it. And a lot of people like the way he handles Twitter. I don't. And there's other things I don't like about him. And sometimes, and you're going to get offended by this, sometimes I'm like, I think he's a useful idiot. I'm like, hey, he does a lot of things I can get behind. Praise the Lord. That's great. I didn't expect that to happen, but it has. And that's great. But I'm not endorsing him. And there's such a big lie out there that evangelicals are totally behind Donald Trump. Some of you are. Some of us are. I am as much as I can be. You might have never heard me say this before, but our job as Christians is to call balls and strikes, and it doesn't matter who's standing at the plate. There is an objective standard of truth found in God's word that gets applied evenly to everybody, and that's why everybody eventually loses, because there's none righteous, no, not one. Donald Trump's not righteous. Barack Obama's not righteous. Joe Biden's not righteous. Hillary Clinton's not righteous. Kamala Harris isn't righteous. Bernie Sanders isn't righteous. Mr. Steve Noble, the host of a Christian radio show, isn't righteous. Nobody's righteous. No, not one. But you talk about issues, okay? And that's where before, isn't it funny, back when Bill Clinton was having his little fun trysts and pizza parties with Monica Lewinsky, that's his personal life. Character doesn't matter. You fast forward, you put a guy like Donald Trump on the dais, now character matters. Didn't matter back then. Want to know why? Because it all depends on whose ox is getting gored. So there you go. You're hearing my total cynical right down on the level side. Which, if you're going to bring a biblical standard into these conversations, everybody loses. People on the right, people on the left, everybody's going to get slayed in one level or another. But back to that point, give me a foul-mouthed, debaucherous guy who supports life, or a really clean-cut guy with one wife who supports the death of the unborn, That's a no-brainer for me, which is why I voted for Trump in the first place. All right, this is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. I will tell you all about, well, I won't tell you all about Endgame, but I'll tell you something about it on Monday. I hope you have a great and godly weekend. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always said, ever forward.